Evening, Mr. Mayor, council members. My name is Douglas Wilson. I'm at 1151 North Polk Extension. I have three just brief comments. The first is, I believe that the parking requirements that have been added into this are not necessary if you have everything approved on a conditional use permit anyway. So if you have a school or an educational institution being considered under a conditional use permit, there's nothing in that process that would prohibit the people who are making that determination to take obvious parking issues on a case-by-case basis into account. So I believe that the parking requirements as they stand in this ordinance are superfluous, unnecessary, and selective. If there is a genuine parking problem for a particular institution, then that ought to be addressed and could be addressed on a case-by-case basis without that language in the ordinance. And I'm saying this supportive of the language of the ordinance generally, and would encourage you to pass it this evening and not to postpone it, not to drag it out. But I would encourage you to take that specific parking language out. I would like to echo the concern that Bob Hieronymus mentioned is my second point. And that is, if you adopt this with a conditional use permit, you need to take into account not only for your own well-being, but for the well-being of future councils and committees and commissions and that sort of thing. It is conceivable that the process of over the last year is not being driven by a disinterested love of the code. You probably have all been at code meetings where there was not nearly the attendance, not nearly the interest, not nearly the passion that this discussion has aroused. If you pass this with a conditional use permit, I would urge you in the strongest possible way to attach something to it that would keep the conditional use renewal process from turning into a circus year after year after year after year. If there are handles presented for someone who has an interest other than a love of the code, if there's a personal issue or an ideological issue, or it's a partisanship and divided town, I believe it's your responsibility to keep the town from dividing that way further. And so consequently, you'd want to make sure that if a conditional use permit is granted, and the existing educational institutions and schools are grandfathered in or brought into an allowable use, that you not have a process in place where someone can just simply file a complaint every year and we have a circus every year. I think that would be extremely disruptive to the comity of the city, and I just don't think it would be healthy. I don't think it'd be good. I would prefer, obviously, to see NSA allowed by right. I would also like to, while I'm here, speak in favor of the other schools represented, Paradise. I want to see them stay where they are and so on. But I would prefer to see us allowed by right. And if we are allowed by conditional use permit, that process be looked at closely so that it could not be used as a mechanism for disrupting our community life further. And then the third thing I wanted to say this evening, thinking about all the different people and perspectives and vantage points and things that would be said here that I would enthusiastically agree with and things that I would probably enthusiastically disagree with, I wanted to make sure that I ended by saying Merry Christmas.
Okay, by further testimony.